Imagine standing before a blank canvas, paralyzed by the question, am I truly creative? According to legendary music producer Rick Rubin, this question reveals a fundamental misunderstanding of human nature. Creativity isn't a rare gift bestowed upon special individuals. It's our fundamental human birthright. We create constantly, not just in traditional arts, but in everyday life, finding new routes home, arranging furniture, planning meals, or organizing schedules. Through ordinary existence, we're profound creators, constructing our reality from undifferentiated sensory input, shaping our world with each choice and action. When you look at a forest, you don't see individual trees, leaves, and insects, you perceive forest. Your brain constructs this unified concept from countless sensory inputs. This everyday perception is profoundly creative, transforming raw data into meaningful experiences. What you make doesn't need to be witnessed or sold to be considered art. The creative act is simply our natural way of being in the world, a perspective that liberates us from the anxiety of wondering if we're creative enough to begin making something meaningful. The universe operates with natural rhythms we participate in rather than control. Ideas exist in the ether, ripening and ready for expression, explaining simultaneous innovations from unconnected sources, like calculus developed independently by Newton and Leibniz, or multiple inventors working on electric light bulbs alongside Edison. Artists act as conduits for ideas in collective consciousness, capturing energy like radio receivers tuned to specific frequencies. Art movements emerge as waves because multiple creators tune in to the same frequency, responding to shared cultural and spiritual impulses. Our creative source material comprises everything we've experienced, thought, felt, and imagined. This source exists both within and around us, accessible through experiences, dreams, intuitions, and subliminal fragments. Each person possesses a vessel filling with data that passes through a unique personal filter. Early in life, we learn to focus on seemingly essential information while tuning out the rest. As artists, we strive to restore childlike perception, a state of wonder not tethered to utility or survival. In awareness, the world becomes the doer while we become the witness. Through detached noticing, we perceive objects without intervention. This requires little effort, but persistent presence and acceptance of the now. Once we label or analyze, we're no longer purely noticing. Analysis follows the primary connection with our attention's object. While we can't change what we notice, we can expand our capacity to notice, widening awareness, experiencing with eyes open or closed, quieting our inner world to perceive more outside. While we can't change what we notice, we can expand both. Animals narrow focus to survive, while artists benefit from widening their scope. Simple daily rituals, deep breaths upon waking, mindful eating, nature walks, moments of bodily awareness before sleep build our capacity for heightened perception. Nature remains the most absolute and enduring source of inspiration. Its endless variations provide inexhaustible creative material, with even a lifetime of observing natural light yielding constant discoveries. Our inner world rivals external experiences in its extraordinary nature, containing vast territories awaiting exploration. By focusing inward on sensations, emotions, and thought patterns, we discover material as rich and complex as nature itself. The boundary between internal and external inspiration often blurs, showing both are equally valuable creative sources. Some vocalists have discovered a powerful technique of recording their first spontaneous responses to new instrumental tracks, singing random words or melodic gibberish that reveals complete stories without conscious effort. Artists like Elizabeth Fraser of Cocteau Twins have developed entire languages from their subconscious, tapping into hidden creative wells that logical thinking typically blocks. Transitional states offer unique creative potential, Salvador Dali used hypnagogic states, the transition between wakefulness and sleep, to access surreal imagery. Tibetan dream yoga teaches that the dream state is as real as waking life, offering a parallel reality with different rules. Like a flowing stream you can never step into twice, our consciousness exists in constant flux, and this perpetual change becomes the very source of creativity. Self-doubt serves a purpose in all of us. Our flaws make our art resonant and human. Soulless perfection lacks soul. We create pieces reflecting who we are, and if insecurity is part of us, our work gains truth. Many renowned artists can't bear to hear their own performances, yet continue sharing because being an artist is their identity. While emotional undercurrents can enrich art, they often interfere with beginning, completing, and sharing work. The best strategy is lowering the stakes, seeing each project as a stepping stone rather than a career-defining masterpiece. All art is a work in progress, an experiment providing useful information for future endeavors. The creative journey unfolds in distinct phases, beginning with seed collection, gathering potential starting points without judgment. Next comes experimentation, where we develop initial ideas to discover which might flourish, remaining playful with no rules. Once a seed's true form emerges, we enter the craft phase. Unbounded discovery shifts to directed building. This less glamorous phase can challenge our commitment as we face the long climb ahead rather than chasing new inspirations. Yet completing the work remains essential for art to exist. As Oscar Wilde said, some things are too important to be taken seriously. Art is one. Setting the bar low allows exploration without attachment to results, yielding happy surprises and better work. Your desire to create must exceed your fear. Even legendary performers with decades of stage fright still step into the spotlight. Accepting self-doubt rather than fighting it reduces its interference. When creativity stalls, break patterns. Rather than abandoning work, engage differently. Commit to small daily tasks, change your environment, shift psychological stakes, invite observers, or impose creative constraints. Paradoxically, limitations unleash creativity by reducing options and forcing innovative solutions. Making art is both serious, channeling creative energy from source into the physical plane, and pure play. Within every artist is a child searching for the perfect crayon. We must preserve this playfulness throughout the gravity of the enterprise, taking art seriously without approaching it seriously. Success isn't measured by popularity, money, or critical acclaim. It's a private feeling that comes when you release your work, knowing you've done everything to realize its potential. True success happens before external validation, in the quiet satisfaction of completion. As your creative practice deepens, a paradox emerges. Self-expression isn't really about you. Artists feel compelled to create by primal instinct, and denying it feels like violating nature. Art becomes a reverberation of impermanent life, an enduring affirmation crying, "I was here." Every work participates in this greater cycle. Art connects us beyond language's limitations, bridging our individual isolation. Through creativity, we remove boundaries and remember what we inherently know. We are all creative beings, and through our creativity, we are one.